This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden declared Russia responsible for major war crimes with the massacres of Ukrainian civilians on the day his administration, in concert with major allies, announced additional sanctions on Moscow for its war on Ukraine. We get the details from VOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman, in Washington.
Speaking on Wednesday to a conference of construction workers' trade unions, President Biden vowed to keep raising the economic costs on Moscow for its invasion of Ukraine. He declared that Russia has failed to achieve its initial war aims.
Russia wanted to take Ukraine's capital city, Kyiv, and topple its democracy and elected government. Today, Kyiv still stands, and that government still presides. This fight is far from over.
Biden also said the United States will continue to supply Ukraine with the weapons it needs to defend itself. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the announcement was spectacular but not enough, and on Thursday he called on Western politicians to quickly agree on an embargo of Russian oil, complaining that their failure to do so was costing Ukrainians their lives. In an early morning address, Zelensky also said he'd continue to insist Russian banks be completely blocked from the international finance system. Russia's six-week-long invasion of Ukraine has forced over 4 million to flee, killed or injured thousands, and left cities and towns destroyed. Zelensky said Moscow was making so much money from oil exports that it did not need to take peace talks seriously, and called on the democratic world to shun Russian crude. It comes as the mayor of the besieged Ukrainian city of Mariupol says more than 5,000 civilians have been killed during the month-long Russian blockade there. This is VOA News. Police in the U.S. say at least five gunmen were involved in last weekend's mass shooting in California's capital city. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Sacramento, California police say the shooting in which six people were killed and 12 were wounded outside bars near the state capitol last weekend was a gunfight involving at least five shooters from rival gangs. Police say they have identified at least five gunmen, but there may have been more. Two suspects, brothers wounded by gunfire, have been arrested in connection with the shooting. So far, they only face firearms charges. Over 100 gunshots were fired early Sunday as bars were emptying out. Authorities say witnesses sent in nearly 200 videos, photos, and other tips that are aiding the investigation. I'm Mike Gracia.
There's good news and not so good news about COVID-19. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
The World Health Organization says the number of COVID cases around the world has dropped for a second week in a row. Confirmed infections are down in all regions of the world, and confirmed deaths are down too. But the WHO is warning that the reported numbers are kind of iffy because many countries have stopped widespread testing for the coronavirus, meaning that many cases are likely going undetected. The WHO also says it's tracking an Omicron variant that's a recombination of two versions, BA1 and BA2. It says early estimates suggest that the recombined Omicron could be about 10% more transmissible than previous mutations. But they need more evidence to be sure. I'm Rita Foley.
Burkina Faso's former president, Roch Kabore, who had been under house arrest since he was toppled in a military coup in January, has been allowed to return to his family home, the country's interim government said in a statement on Wednesday. West African leaders last month asked the junta to free the ex-president and lay out a more acceptable timeline for a return to democracy than its current 36-month transition period, which was agreed internally after the coup. Kabore will return to his residence in the capital, the interim government said, adding that security measures would be installed to guarantee his safety. Recapping our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden declared Russia responsible for major war crimes with the massacres of Ukrainian civilians, announcing additional sanctions on Moscow for its war on Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the announcement was spectacular but not enough, and on Thursday he called on Western politicians to quickly agree on an embargo of Russian oil, complaining that their failure to do so was costing Ukrainians their lives. Find more at VOAnews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.